From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Is there a memory in the house on this moment of science? The human brain is not generally very good at retrieval of isolated information. For example, single words, such as the name of someone you just met, can easily slip away. If you can attach the word to some other cue that is easy to recall, however, the task becomes much easier. To see how this works, consider the technique used by Leonardo da Vinci. Da Vinci was born in 1452. He was, by all accounts, one of the most brilliant men in history, excelling in mathematics, painting, architecture, music, and engineering. When it came to memory, Da Vinci used a strategy recommended by the ancient Greeks. He kept a complex mental image of a house in his mind. In this imaginary house, there were several rooms, and in each room, there were several objects. When he wanted to remember a piece of information, he would place it inside the house in one of the rooms. Some things would go, say, upstairs on the table, other things downstairs next to the flower pot. This approach worked because Da Vinci knew his mental house quite well, and he could move around in it easily. Rather than losing that name he just heard, the name could be temporarily contextualized by putting it in an imaginary location where it would remain until he needed it again. Would such a house in mind work for the rest of us? Probably. However, the approach one uses is less important than the idea of integrating new memories with what one already knows. Although it takes some added effort at first, the payoff in long-term retention is great. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Richard Schifrin in psychology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.